The Unicorn's Tears. The Enchanted Castle by Peter Godhart. Translated by Amelie Bischoff. Narrated by Catherine Moran for Saga. Hi, my name is Anna, but my friends call me Pop. Or Plop, if they are mad at me. I love music and singing and dancing. Hi. People call me Mane, but my real name is Siri. I love animals, all kinds of animals. My biggest wish is to get a horse.
Hi, I'm Stick, but my real name is Caroline. I love reading and watching movies. I'm the one who makes sure we never get into too much trouble. I am also the one who is telling you the stories of our adventures. In our town, there is an old house that everyone calls the castle. It is a very strange place where the most unbelievable things can happen.
1.
It looks like something from a fairy tale, I thought as I looked out the window. It had been snowing all night. Now the entire garden was covered in snow. Fine white pillows covered all the branches, and the bushes looked like snowmen without faces. When I was little, I thought that snowflakes were small fairies that came floating down from the fairy world. I think it was something my dad read to me. I still think snow is one of the most beautiful things in the world. My dog, Snowball, was already waiting by the door. He loves to go for walks. As soon as we got into the garden, I made a snowball and threw it to him.
"Catch the snowball, Snowball!" I yelled.
He jumped up and slammed his jaws together around the snowball. We often do the same trick with a tennis ball. But now, he just got loose snow in his mouth. It looked funny when he was sniffing around for a ball that was not there.
"Catch it!"
I yelled and threw another snowball. We kept doing that. It was Saturday, so I had plenty of time for playing. Snowball quickly discovered that there was no ball. He is such a smart dog. When we came back inside, he was so tired that he just threw himself down in his basket. In the same moment, my cell phone rang. It was Mane.
"Hey, Stick, do you want to come over to my place?" she asked.
"Pop is here. I have a new game we have to try."
"I'm on my way," I answered. I was still wearing my jacket and boots. The roads were already being cleared from snow. Big, noisy road-sweeping machines threw the snow to all sides. Behind them, the cars drove slowly in a tailback. Some were honking impatiently. Mane lives on a side street. The snow had not been removed here yet. But in the driving lane, it had already been driven to brown slush.
Why can't the beautiful snow stay untouched?
A little while after, I sat at Mane's house. She and Pop were sitting by the computer in the living room.
"I'm glad you could come over," Mane said. "It is more fun when we are three, but we have to be quiet. My mum is asleep."
Mane's mum is a nurse, so she works during the night sometimes. The game was called DigiZoo. The point is that you have a zoo and you have to try to attract a lot of visitors so you can make money to pay the staff and buy food for the animals. Unfortunately, we disagreed on what would be the best way to do it. My idea was that there should be pony rides and lots of friendly animals you could pet. Then a lot of families with children would come. Pop suggested lots of ice cream stands and stages with popular bands coming to play. Mane wanted to turn it into a safari park so the animals would walk around freely. We almost started fighting over it.
"No one wants to pay for petting a measly goat," Pop snorted.